What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another dope episode of Creative Conversations, where two artists get together and just shoot the shit for a little bit. You can find me and my guest on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just search up Creative Conversations and you should see my pretty face. And then we can go ahead and get you engaged so we can keep the conversations going. Tonight, we have a very special guest. This young lady I've worked with before on side projects with a mutual friend of ours. And when I tell you, she is a delight to work with, but at the same time, she is not playing with you. She's here to get the job done. She's an enlightened soul that just wants to spread a good message to make sure that you are uplifted just like she is, and make sure that you can get through the grind so that way you can reach the promised land. Give it up for Jess Styles. How are you doing?
I am absolutely amazing. How are you?
I am well. It's been a long day, but it's cool. Yeah. We're gonna make it work.
I feel like the day actually kind of flew by, honestly, but here we are.
Indeed, indeed. So we are definitely going to go ahead and get started. But before we do that, do us a little favor and tell a little bit about yourself, just a little bit.
All right. So I am Jess Style. I am the founder and CEO of Daily Dose of Dope, which is the creative motivational platform. And I'm also the writer and voice behind Signed Jess a Creative Mind, which is a podcast. And like you mentioned before, can be found on Spotify as well as Apple Podcasts.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. And like I said, we're going to get into it a little later, but that podcast is very dope. I have some very positive feelings about it, and it definitely helped me even just to get prepared for us today. So I definitely appreciate you and everything that you bring to us from your podcast. Daily Dose of Dope is definitely awesome. Now, going into it, we met kind of on a whim. I know Stedman, the homie Stedman, he's like definitely connected me with a few people, and he connected me with you. And I know the most memorable experience we had is when we did like the mock H&M shoot.
Yes. Yeah. Shout out to Stedman. That's my guy. Yeah. But yes, that was a very, very memorable shoot. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Nah, for sure. Yeah, you brought good energy. Everybody around just had really good energy, and we worked well together. And you came in with like the snazzy business attire, because I think we got there first. Yeah. And I got to shoot you in Marietta Square.
Exactly.
And you were not playing. You were like, what do you need from me? All right, bam, 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 bam. And you were just on it. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, it's with much time and practice that I was able to be that way, because there was a time where I was not on it. I was trying to figure it out, and I'm still trying to figure some things out, but I was glad to be on set. It was definitely, you made it very easy to shoot with, so that actually helped quite a bit.
No, I definitely appreciate that. I mean, even before the shoot, I think we all shared a shot and everything. We had a party before and after the shoot, sort of. We had a good time that day. That was like a whole day. But going into that, you definitely brought really good energy and, like I said, a sense of professionalism. And all of that usually has a really interesting origin story. So give me your take on like your experience from the beginning of your creative experience or creative journey to get to pretty much where you are today.
Wow. I mean, how much time do we have?
Because we got plenty.
It has been a journey. It has been a process for sure. I guess I can kind of just say that I started in fashion. My mom, she really loved fashion. My father, he's the person that still be styling and profiling, and he's super funny. But so they had me dressed, you know, from head to toe, you know, when I was growing up, and that just sparked a sense of like loving fashion. And so as a child, my mom, you know, she would take me to auditions, to audition for commercials, like for Oscar Mayer Wiener, and as well as other commercials for like fill-ins for movies, as well as like commercials and then runway and things like that. And so a lot of times it became discouraging because the industry is very saturated. And I believe at the time I wasn't really what they were looking for, so to speak. So I had to kind of, you know, I got discouraged and I kind of put it on the back burner. But my creative process, it's been something that I've been a part of all my life. Like I said, I always wanted to be a part of fashion and be like a fashion designer, I would tell my mom, hey, just buy me some, you know, buy me a notebook and buy me some pens. And I would just draw gowns and dresses and things like that because I aspired to be a fashion designer. And so I think I was just born with it. Like, I think it's a part of my purpose. Well, I know it's a part of my purpose. I don't even want to say I think. I know that it's a part of my purpose. And being creative, I know, has more to do with just your actions that you take to be creative. But it embodies, like, your thought process as well as the words that you speak and the actions that you take. So learning that, you know, I have the power to create with my thoughts as well as my words actually helped push me into where I'm at right now. Because at first it was just the actions, but then, you know, when discouragement comes and when people tell you no and people say, oh, well, yeah, like you didn't make the audition or we decided we didn't want to choose you, that plays a role in how you think and you process things. So I had to get to a place where I'm like, you know what? I have to change my thinking and I have to change my words and I have to believe in myself and believe that maybe just because this person didn't see it in me or I wasn't what they were looking for, that doesn't mean that I'm not what the next company is looking for or I'm not what people need. You know what I mean? Because I have something to offer and I just had to realize that.
I feel that. It's very powerful and it's very hard sometimes, depending on where you're at in your life, mentally, spiritually, even physically, to really take ownership of that and understand that, you know what, though I am discouraged right now, I still have a purpose and I'm going to live on my purpose. So I've definitely had moments in my life where I was discouraged and I didn't really want to do much. You know, your energy's super low, but then you just, you know, God definitely helps you, gives you that spark. And from there, you are set to understand that you are more than what your situation is. You're more than a conqueror. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
So you'll be able to really push forward and attain what he has in store for you. So I definitely respect you for that. And that's awesome. And it continuously keeps me inspired as well. Just by hearing that just lets me know that I'm doing the right thing too.
Absolutely. Is it, like I said, it is a process. It's a process and it's a forever journey, and you have to continue to remind yourself of that every single day, because, you know, there's highs and lows in life, and then, you know, thoughts and if we get caught up in what society says and where we feel like we should be because of our age, because I'm in my 30s now, and, you know, sometimes that can play a role in some of the thoughts because society has impressed this thought pattern on people that are in their 30s. So it's like, if you're not in a certain space, you know, financially or physically or relationally, then to others, then it looks like you're not doing anything. But like you just said, if we stay in our purpose on purpose, then we're right where we need to be. And that's all we need to focus on.
I feel that. And with that being so inspirational, you're definitely in a position to be inspirational to others. But who is inspirational to you to, you know, continue with fashion and wanting to get into the creative space even deeper than where you are now?
So I would say my son. He inspired me. He's no longer living. I have an angel baby. But I think that the process and everything that transpired when he transitioned and things of that nature, I was in a rough space for quite some time, for some years. And, you know, one day I just woke up and I was like, you know what? Like, I cannot continue to be in this place of pain. This pain is taking me down. It is consuming my mind. It's consuming my, like, all of my thoughts, my words, and then the actions that I was taking, it was just overpowering me. So I woke up one day and was like, you know what? This is it. Enough is enough. And I had like a pep talk with myself and I was like, you know what? Enough is enough. Like, you know, he's no longer living, but I can still leave a legacy behind and I can still make him proud, so to speak, just because I can just change my perspective. So I decided, you know what, we're going to take this pain and we're going to turn it into power. I'm going to utilize what I've been through and I'm going to allow it to make me and shape me and mold me. And I'm going to take a different perspective. And that's really what, like, put me in overdrive. I was like, you know what? It's no more standing on the sidelines. It's no more feeling like I can't do this or I'm helpless. Like, no, you can do this. And it was like a sense of encouragement. Like, even though he wasn't here, in the times that I would, you know, cry wishing that, you know, he was here, it was like, God, really, I'm like, is he's definitely, people say that you have like angels and things like that. But I'm like, just the thought of him, even though I was sad, the thought of him would encourage me. And it was like, I can feel this empowerment. He's like, Mom, you can do this. Like, you can do this. You have something to share. And my relationship with God also inspired me to keep going, because God's like, okay, you didn't go through this to break you. You didn't go through this to destroy you, but you went through this so that you'll be able to help somebody else. So now what are you going to do with it? Are you going to change your perspective, or are you going to allow it to consume you? And I just made the decision to, you know, change my perspective, because if I didn't, then I was going to go down. And then all of the people that I'm able to impact now would not be able to receive what I have on the inside of me. So, yeah, just staying surrounded by people that keep me in the right headspace, and that have a relationship with God. Because I really appreciate and I admire those who are able to give me sound wisdom and hold me accountable and don't get into the pity pool with me, but they're like, just okay, enough is enough. Enough is enough. I love you, but enough is enough.
Nah, I get that. You definitely need those people around you. I mean, times are hard, and I can only imagine what you went through. And for you to turn that into your testimony to continue to push forward is amazing. And again, just to have the people around you to continue to uplift you through that, and then you're able to use that time as power to continue to push forward and to continue to grow in your journey to continue to inspire and to push people as well as the way that you were pushed, you know, to do better and to be better and to live better is truly, truly outstanding. I know I've had some shortcomings in my life as well. Nothing of that magnitude, but definitely just times where you really have to just sit with yourself and really make decisions, just as you said, and you can either just sit down and just wallow in it and nothing can happen, and then your spirit can essentially be broken, or you can recognize that you're stronger than your circumstance and then use that as a tool. So I appreciate that. I appreciate you sharing that.
Absolutely.
So, now I just
listening to you. I'm like, that resonates so much in my spirit. That resonates for sure.
For sure. And I mean, outside of just using it as a tool to just continue to be better for yourself, you also use that type of tool to continue to be creative within your brand. You know, despite all that happened when you were a kid, as far as like, you know, the rejections that you received, you still were able to build like a dope brand around yourself to where you were able to make close-knit friends and connections like me and Stedman. Tell me, what type of work went into your brand to get you in the door of like styling for like different scenarios? For example, what we met on set back in like 2021, right? Sky Black and a few other actors were out there for that one show they were trying to do. And you know, you were out there like pushing and working with Stedman, making sure all the clothes were right, making sure that everybody was styled with him. You were moving. So I always knew you as just a stylist. You know, what went into that to build that brand?
Interestingly enough, I am a person that likes to make an impact in whatever room I'm in and with whoever I meet. And having the mind to say, I'm meeting this person for a reason. I may not know what that reason is now, but this reason, they could be a help to me, or I could be a help to them, or both. I take that mindset. So I think they say that your network is your net worth. Yeah. And I believe strongly in cultivating relationships. So me just being myself and bringing my authentic self in whatever space that I'm in actually is what put me into those rooms. And it continues to put me in those rooms because I'm just who I am, you know, like I don't try to be anyone else. And I ask God to continue to lead me and guide me and connect me to the right people that will help push the vision forward that he has for me to accomplish. And so that I can continue to walk in my purpose. And so I'm very intentional. So being intentional and having the desire to make an impact is really what did it. Like, that's what does it. It'll do it every time. Like, if when you're intentional about your life and you move accordingly, then you see, you're like, wow, I only dreamed of being in these spaces. Like, I've only dreamed of, like, being able to style people. Like, this is something I'm living out. Like, this is a prayer that I'm actually living. Like, I'm living in an answered prayer right now. And I continue to see that take place just because of my relationship. I think I really, not saying that I get it right all the time, but my heart's desire is to, you know, live a life that can be impactful and people can look at me and say, like, she is her true self. Like, through the trials, through the tribulations, through the opportunities for growth, like, she brings everything to the table and I don't hold anything back. So that's what I, when it comes to building a brand, I believe that that's what's important, bringing yourself completely to the table, allowing people to see the ins and outs, see the opportunities for growth so that they understand, like, you know what, I may have some shortcomings, but I can still do this. Like, I can still live up to my best potential, even though I have these areas where I need to grow in. Yeah. So that's, you know, in a nutshell, that is what has helped me build a brand and continue to build.
Now, I like that because a lot of people out there who want to build brands, sometimes they don't understand that being yourself is a big aspect of your brand. They feel like they have to personify something in order to get the respect that they think they earned or deserve. And some people can look right through that and be like, they're not really genuine about what they do. So that way, with that mindset, it brings a negative connotation. So, and I will say from experience that you do have a presence for sure. You're very confident in who you are. So I never got the idea that you were timid in any kind of way. Mm-hmm. You're just, again, just very driven. And when you're working, you're very, very focused. One aspect for your brand outside of just styling is capturing the moment. You have this gift to capture a moment really, really well, especially for social media, to really tell a dope story. And I always remember that Steadman was like, where's Jesse? Let me give her my phone right quick. And then he's like, you know, do your thing. And like, you'll just go in, you'll just swoop in. And next thing you know, we see the post and it's like a movie. Whether it's just a boomerang, whether it's just 5 second clip or whatever, you make sure the right filters are on to tell the story. You make sure the right angles were used to tell that story. You're kind of like, I don't know, you're just like a very, very skilled paparazzi in the crowd. It's like, I'm not just going to take a photo of someone who's famous. I'm going to tell you the whole story about what's going on around this person who's famous. Mm-hmm. So, but I know that with building your brand comes some challenges. So if you've had any at all, tell me about some of the challenges you face while building your brand for yourself and how you've overcome them.
And it's very interesting that you asked this question after you said all of those great things. Thank you so much.
No problem.
So you mentioned confidence, right? That has actually been a challenge.
Really?
Who would have knew, right?
Yeah.
So the thing is this. In myself, I've had moments where I felt like, you know, just nobody's looking at what you're doing. Nobody cares about what you're doing. Nobody's reposting what you're doing. You don't have that many followers. You don't have that many likes on your posts. Nobody's really commenting on anything. Nobody sees what you're doing. Like, it's really in vain. Nobody really cares. And so my confidence in, I almost shifted. And I feel like there have been moments where I've like, okay, well, let me put something that's trendy. Let me make something that, you know, would get more views based off of the audio I use or based off of the kind of content that I create, because this is what's trending right now. And God really had to tell me, he said, I did not create you to be the same as everyone else. I created you to be the difference. You are different on purpose. Like, there is a reason why I created you the way that I did. The way that you see things, the way that you hear things, the way that you maneuver is on purpose. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just one person in it. And I had to really, that's why I said I like to, Daily Dose of Dope is an acronym. It's direction, optimism, clear perception, and enthusiasm, because I had to change my perspective and I had to be able to say, you know what, Jess, like, even if it's one person, who knows what that one person can go on to do? You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be a thousand of people. I don't want to say like, oh, okay, well, I have these great, I've influenced people. I want to be able to impact people. You know what I mean? Like, there's a difference between influence and impact. So I want to be able to impact people. And if that's just one or two people, then that's okay. Because guess what? That has the potential to change their life and change the course of their life. And you just never know. You know what I mean? Like, so God was like, no, like, I need you to be confident in who I created you to be. And when you feel like you don't know which way to go, then just consult me. Just sit and have a conversation with me and I'm going to lead you because you're in purpose. So if I'm in purpose, then I have to consult the one that has created me with purpose. So confidence, that has been something that I have had to check. I've had to check that a couple of times. And then also just being the person that does basically everything, right? I feel like, you know, I'm the person that, you know, does the social media. I'm the person that does the customer service. I do basically everything. And sometimes it's like, yeah, although I can create the content and I can manage the social media, it's not something that I really love to do. I'm able to do it, but it's not something that I'm passionate about. And it's like, okay, building out a team that is as passionate about the vision and the mission that I'm on is important. But then you don't get a lot of people in today's time that really want to help build out somebody else's vision. They're thinking about themselves and they just care about what their vision is and what they want to do. So yeah, being a one-man show, with God's help and having some of my friends, when they can help, they, you know, they'll help and help when they can. And I appreciate that as well. But I think those are the top two things, confidence and, you know, being able to, like, you know, hold the fort down.
Well, I mean, you impacted me, like I said earlier, with the things that I've noticed whenever we work together, our encounters have always been impactful. Which is why, again, that's why I asked you on the show for sure. And you just continue to keep growing. And definitely when it comes to being a one man and one woman show, it is tough because you have to be everything all at once. And it can be taxing. It can be you stretch yourself kind of thin. So you always have to learn how to prioritize and continue to learn how to prioritize because things forever change. But I would say in a way that's the fun of it, because, again, you're learning so many different skill sets that you will know how to delegate once you do have your team. So it definitely is preparation from God to make sure that you're the best that you can be in your position. So I usually look at it that way. So that way, when you do have that one person who's like, you impacted me to work with you, it's like, all right, well, I've done this before and this is how it's worked. This is how I need for it to be done. Boom. Now you have direction. They have a sense of direction and they trust you because you've experienced it all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that will definitely work out in your favor later. And I will say this, though you are very impactful, we all have a past to get to this point. And something had to be impactful for you in order to venture out on your own and really start really taking the reins. You mentioned in your show, and I'm stepping up a little bit, like stepping forward a little bit, that you used to work retail and used to work for other people. And you were like, I need to really start getting out on my own. So what was that breaking point to say, you know what, it's really time for me to do me?
Okay, so I did work some, I can say I haven't really worked for any companies that I felt like I absolutely hated my job. Okay. I mean, there were things that maybe I didn't like, but I have never been in a space where I'm just like, I do not want to go to work. Like, I don't want to go to work. And it may, and if I have said that, it hasn't been because I didn't like what I did, but it was more so like, I'm tired. Like, I'm feeling exhausted because I'm trying to build a brand and like walk in my purpose over here. And then also while working on my purpose right here in corporate America. So the breaking point was when I received an opportunity. It was in 2021. Mm-hmm. I was getting all of these offers to go to set. Like, Stead was hitting me up all the time. Like, hey, Jess, like, are you available to come to this shoot? Like, I need some BTS, or I need you to assist me with styling. And then I have a friend that's a director out in LA, and he's like, Jess, like, we got this going on. Like, are you able to come out here? Like, so I had all of these opportunities coming to me, and I'm like, God, I wasn't able to go because I was in corporate, so I was on their time. And I'm like, okay, God, I'm trying to serve this season that I'm in right now. And right now you got me in corporate America, so I'm making an impact here. But here's some things that I'm passionate about, and I really want to be able to do those things, and I'm not able to do them because I'm here in corporate America. And so I'm like, okay, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So I think it was probably actually in 2020 is when I started feeling that way. And God's like, not yet. Not yet. Like, there's still stuff that I need you to do here. There's still people that I need you to impact here. There's still things that I need you to learn here. It's not time for you to go yet. So I'm like, all right, you know, okay. So in fast forward to 2021, when I actually did quit, I wasn't in a good space. I had got to a place where I'm like, you know what? Everything's bouncing out here at my job. Like, I'm actually loving it more than I have before. And everything seems to be going pretty smooth. Like, I'm balancing, like, I'm playing a good balancing act right now. Mm-hmm. And literally, it was when I got comfortable and I was like, okay, I'm content right here. Is when God was like, okay, now it's time to go. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
It's time to go. What you mean it's time to go? Like, mm-hmm. I'm making some pretty decent money, stable money. Like, I can count on it coming every 2 weeks, right? And it's, you know, a nice amount. And I'm actually enjoying what I'm doing, and everything seems to be going great with the company. Like, what you mean right now, Lord? Like, hold on. He was like, yeah, it's time to go. Like, it's time for you to, you've been asking when the time is. Now's the time. And I had not even been thinking about it. Like, it was months since I even pray, like, hey, God, like, can I leave? Like, I'm ready to go. Like, no, it had been months. And he was like, okay, now's the time. Just randomly one day was like, okay, now's the time. And I'm like, oh, so you wait until I got comfortable. You wait until I got content. Like, I was with what's going on. I felt like I was good. He's like, no, let me shake it up a little bit. And I'm like, okay, well, all right, well, now's the time. I battled with that for some weeks before I even put in my notice, and I gave them a 30-day notice because I was just like, 2 weeks is not long enough. Like, I really appreciate the people that I work with. Really had grown to be like family. And I'm just like, I don't want to leave them. But the guy's like, but I'm telling you to go. So it's time to go. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to obey.
Fight with it.
I'm going to step out on faith. And yeah. it was definitely one of the scariest moments in my life. But we're still here and we're thriving. So.
Hey, I love that. We're still here and we're still thriving because God got you. You got to trust him. That was your test. It's like, all right, now it's time. You say you believe in me. You say you trust me. So do you? All right, then.
Exactly. Put him in
that 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that. And that's inspirational for anyone who feels, first, and let's make a disclaimer. It is nothing wrong with having a 9-to-5 that you love and enjoy.
Exactly.
Everybody has different passions. Everybody has different loves. So we're not on that bashing people for having 9-to-5 crew that you see on TikTok and Instagram.
Exactly. But
what's being said right now is that when you have something moving in your spirit, and that's something that you cannot shake, you cannot fight, you have to act on it if it's supposed to be supposed to keep you on track for what you're meant to do. And you just have to make sure you have trust in God that he will get you there. Because the more you start being scared, we're not made with the power of fear. You know what I'm saying? We have joy in our hearts. So we have to make sure that we step out on faith. And you will then prosper in the end because your faith took you there. You know what I'm saying? So you're good to go.
That's it. Tell the people.
Hey, you telling the people. I'm just reaffirming. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it sounds like a great duo here then.
Yeah, so I just want to make sure that people, you know, get that from your experience, because that's very, very important. If you have something that you've been sitting on that you want to do and it's time to really push forward and do it, then you got to do it. And you're going to be all right in the end.
you are going to be all right. And the thing is, I think the scariest part is doing it, right? But once you step out there in faith, then you're like, all right, I'm out here. And it's unfamiliar territory. Mm-hmm. And you may feel like, okay, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Right.
But as you continue to move, as you continue to put your hands to things, or if things come to your mind, you're like, okay, this is what I feel like I need to do. This is God directing you in that direction. And so once you do that, you're like, okay, I did this. Like, all right, okay. And you'll see the doors continue to open. And I made an analogy. I was talking to someone the other day and I was like, you know, this journey, just life in general. The journey of life is pretty much like, say, for instance, you're in a car. You're going to a destination, and as you're in the car, you're on the highway. And on the highway, there are a lot of things that come, right? Somebody might cut you off. There might be traffic. There may be an accident. There may be police over here getting ready to pull somebody over. There's so many different things. Somebody's going slow. Somebody's going fast. There's a million lanes that you got to maneuver in. But that doesn't stop you from getting to your destination. Whether you sit there and you're like, okay, well, I just got to sit in traffic. Or you decide, okay, I need to take this next exit because I'm going to be sitting here in traffic stuck for a while. Let me go ahead and take this exit and take an alternate route. Whatever the case may be, you're going to go to your destination. Like, 9 times out of 10, you're not turning around like, oh, it's traffic, so I'm going to turn around. Like, no, you're going to figure it out, right? And so our life journey is the same exact way. On this journey of life, there may be some things that come up that may try to stop you or slow you down. There may be people that try to come and jump in your lane, but just make sure you continue on to your destination. Don't stop. Don't turn around and go back to what you were doing before and having the mindset that you had before and talking crazy like you did before. Like, no, continue on the positive route and the optimistic route. And no matter what people say, no matter what people try to throw in your path, continue going to your destination because you're on your way somewhere. And don't let the traffic in your mind, in your thoughts, the traffic and the noise from social media and the noise from your parents, the noise from your cousin and them and your best friend over here saying things. Don't allow that noise to stop you and make you feel like you can't do it. Just get on also another route. Like if you got to take another route, say, you know what? Now's my time to take this is my exit right here because, you know, y'all over here and all y'all talk about, y'all gossip all the time. You're negative. You're speaking down on what my dreams are. Now it's time for me to disconnect from you. And that's okay. Sometimes you have to do that. It don't feel good. It doesn't feel good. But in the end, and when I say in the end, by and by, like the old folks used to say.
All right, by and by,
baby, you're going to understand why you had to go that route. Like, you're going to get it. Just keep going.
Just keep going. And that was your Daily Dose of Dope signed by Just a Creative Mind. See. I just had a whole full episode on my episode. That's so dope. Now, that's actually just perfect moving into your show. You bring peace and tranquility with your messages on your show. Your show has very positive messages. It has very deep messages. You've explained past relationships. You've talked about, you know, your baby angel. You just talked about your experience in general. Episode 7 specifically, that was your longest episode. I think I was like 18 minutes. And you talked about like just different experiences for your harvest. And you talked about that Airbnb. That was wild. If anybody hasn't heard it, definitely go back and listen to that. Listen to all of it. It's very short and sweet, which I want to kind of touch on as well. But that episode, 18 minutes, you get a full dose of dope for that. And it's super inspiring. That was one of my favorite episodes. Like I said, you tend to slow down time in life with your messages. From the music that you use, from your intro, you have a very safe sound. Like your voice seems very safe. And then you use like just different sound effects, you know, birds chirping, different things like that to get somebody really prepared to hear a message. What inspired you to go that direction for your podcast?
That's a great question. I you know, really, I'm going to continue to say this, like, God really, I acknowledge him in all of my ways so that he can direct my path, just because I want to be impactful and I want to be intentional and I want to make sure that what I'm doing is going to meet the people that it's supposed to meet and I'm giving my all in it. So in the studio, like, I had no idea what music I wanted to play behind what I was saying, but I what I did know was, I explained this to my engineer, shout out to him, Shagog, but I told him, I'm like, you know, I want people to be able to feel what I'm saying, and I understand that sounds and music have healing power, and in order to open people up to what the message was, there were certain sounds that needed to be played in the background that was going to subconsciously be healing their mind, if that makes any sense. Because music is healing. Like, music, that's why people, like, when people play, you know, the rap songs and they got all the shooting and all this other stuff, folks get angry and people start speeding on the highway and doing all type of stuff, because there's power in music and there's power in what you listen to. So I knew that what I was saying was going to be profound, and I knew that it was going to make an impact. So I needed to make sure that the music and the sound effects were going to align with what I was saying. So going into the studio, when we got ready to record each dose, I would just record the dose, and then as we listened to it and as I heard it, I would envision, like, I would close my eyes and envision, like, what do I hear with this? Like, what message am I trying to get across? So then you would hear, like, water. You would hear water because there was some cleansing and some healing that needed to take place. And in water, you know, brings that sense of tranquility and things like that. And then you would hear birds, because I'm like, oh, this stuff that I'm saying, it sounds like I'm sitting out in nature. Like, that's what I feel like I would want to do right now, sit at the park and listen to this, because I wanted people to be able to listen to this wherever they were, whether they were in the car, whether I've had somebody tell me, they're like, Jess, like, I legit put on Science Just a Creative Mind when I'm in the shower. Like, when I wake up in the morning, I'm listening to it. Or if they're working out, like, I want it to be something that can go across all channels. No matter what you're doing, you're able to listen to it and you're able to get what you need. And that's also why it is so short, because I wanted people to be able to get that dose that they needed in order to continue or jumpstart their day, or kind of get them right in the right perspective midweek or whatever the case may be. Because sometimes, you know, podcasts are long, and that's okay. Like, it's a time and a place for that. But I just was led to do things that were a little bit shorter. So then that way it's like a quick dose. All right, got my quick fix and my injection. Like, it's going to take me on for the rest of the day or the rest of the week or month or year or whatever, however the impact hits you.
No, I feel that. And it is dope because, one, first and foremost, the name is very clever, and because it's that double entendre, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Just you make sure that your name is in it and you use it in a creative way where people know who you are, but at the same time you're doing what you say you're doing. But you're just using your name within that title and that aspect. And then also, just like how you mentioned, you're getting a dose. For anyone who's not catching it, that's every episode. It's not just an episode. It's a dose of what you need. So dose number one, dose number two. So I thought that was really creative as well. I was, you know, getting prepared for the show. And I was looking and I was listening to the rest of them. And I was, oh, yeah, you know, blah, 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 blah. Because before even today, like months ago when we talked about getting on the show, I was listening to the show then. And I was just like, oh, wow. I heard the birds chirping. I heard the water flowing. I saw the timestamp. I was like, we're on episode two already, or dose two, I'm looking at. And I'm like, oh, all right. That was interesting. That was cool. That's different. And then, again, it's just overwhelmingly positive. And you don't really get that a lot from, depending on, you know, what side of the internet you're on. So I don't know. I don't know how many nice words I can say that I truly feel. It's almost, it's invaluable. Your message. That's what I want to use. It's invaluable. And I think it's very important to have a platform with that type of information, with that type of transparency that you provide to people in order for them to feel like they can relate to you. Either they're going through the same situation or something different, but at the same time, they know that they're not alone in that and they can make it through because you did.
Yeah. That is, thank you.
No, it's
that's
all good.
Encouraging for me, honestly. That is very encouraging for me. I feel like I have had a lot of support with Sign Just a Creative Mind, and it may not be millions yet listening, but the people that are listening find the value. And like you said, it's impacting you, and I appreciate that. And that just, that makes me feel good because I'm like, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And when you do what you're supposed to be doing, then there is no greater feeling than that. When you impact just one person, like I'm like, when somebody just randomly told me, they're like, yeah, Jess, like I listen to it when I'm in the shower. Like it is very calming. Like your voice is very calming, and what you're saying, like it puts me where I need to be for the day. And I'm like, and I say, really? Like, you know, I say that because I'm like, wow, like in my head, I'm just doing what God told me to do. And I'm just living out a dream that I've had. And I'm combating the bullying that took place when I was a child, when, you know, or when my teachers would say, yeah, all she does is talk. Like she's sitting in the classroom, turned around, she's talking to the person behind her. And my mom's like, look, when you go to school, don't open up your mouth. Be quiet. Like, sit there. You're there to learn. And that was something that kept me scared. Like, I was scared to talk in front of people. I was very shy and timid. Like, if someone told me to get up in front of the classroom and say anything, I was scared. And I think that took place because of, you know, teachers saying, like, all she do is talk. And my mom's like, yeah, like, you're getting in trouble because you're talking. Like, you need to close your mouth and just sit there and learn. And I don't think my mom said that to put me in a place of fear, but she knew, like, there's a certain system and certain guidelines and rules that you have to follow in school, and teachers don't understand. Like, okay, she's a talker. Well, maybe one day she's going to be a public speaker. Maybe she's going to be a preacher. Maybe she's going to be a podcaster. You know what I mean? Like, and sometimes parents don't view things like that, and like, okay, yeah, she does talk a lot, but you know, maybe that's a part of her mission, that's a part of her purpose, and that's what God has called her to do. And I know I'm getting right there, but it's like, okay, that's the time for the parents to advocate for their kids and try to work with the teachers to find a solution, just simply because it puts a damper. And so to hear people say, like, Jess, like, I always get something from you talking, like when you're on your doses, like it's very impactful to me. And I'm like, really? Thank you. Like, it's like a different level of appreciation, because I'm like, yeah, they used to tell me to be quiet all the time. But now, you know, and I knew I had something to say back then. Probably as a kid, I was just probably running my mouth, but you know,
it was preparing you for the day.
Exactly. It was just preparation so that I wouldn't be, you know, in fear to network and talk to hundreds and thousands and millions of people, because that's what God has called me to.
Yeah, I mean, keep talking, because you have quotables, and I definitely pulled some quotables. Let's have a listen to some of the things that I pulled. With opposition, there is always a message. Even with opposition, we have to stay consistent. That one got me. That one definitely got me. Side note, you love tacos and outdoors. I definitely pulled that. So just in case anybody wants to get to know Jess a little more, she, you know, go get some tacos. She'll be cool. She'll be cool. one that really got me was stay focused and consistent in your purpose on purpose. That one really resonated with me. Identify to qualify. And the last one that I really liked was when it's time to move around and adjust your crown. That one really got me. And that goes into like your highway analogy. You know what I mean? So being able to adjust to the things that don't really serve you anymore. You got to move out of that friend group that was bringing you down. You got to put yourself in a different position in order to win that where God wants you to be. So, you know, you have to adjust your ground. And along the way, I was like, oh, that was deep. I was hyped. So yeah, I told you when I listened to it, I listened to it. So I told you I appreciate your message. So I wanted to make sure that you knew that. And those are the things that resonated with me. So I can only imagine the other listeners that you have tell you or even think to themselves the certain words and aspirations or inspirations you give to them in what you say. I will ask this, though. You have a very diary style format. What goes into your preparation for each dose that you give us?
So, interestingly enough, when I created this, and you say diary, because it basically is, I had a blog, okay? Mm-hmm. And really, I would just be thinking about something, or something would happen, and it would trigger a thought, and then I'm like, you know what? I need to write. And I would just sit down and I would just write. And in doing that, like, I had traction coming to my blog and things like that, but then God was like, okay, you want to expand and you want to go across channel, because not everyone has time to sit down to read. Mm-hmm. People are on the go. People are like trying to find the microwave. You know, they're like quick, they need something quick and they need it right now, and they can't sit down and read anything. Yeah, they're on their phones, but how many people are on their phones reading? A lot of people are on their phone on social media. And, you know, I like books. I like to read. And he was like, but everybody's not like you, Jess. So in that, you have to take that into, you know, in your thought process, because not everyone likes to sit down and read. So now it's time to create the audio version. So Scientist of Creative Mind is basically an audio version of blogs that I've written. So things that I've written down, you're listening to the audio of it. And I was thinking, you know, maybe I should do more, because this is the first season that you all have. The nine is the first season of Scientist of Creative Mind. But it was like, nope, that's it. The nine. Just the nine is it. You don't have to make it any longer. It can be short, sweet, and to the point. This is what people need. And you just let it be. And so I honestly am just a writer. I'm a writer, and I'm just like, as I write, and I'm like, okay, thoughts come to mind, and I write stuff down. I write my own quotes down. Sometimes quotes come to my mind, and I'm like, oh. Or I'll say something while I'm talking to somebody. I'm like, oh, that's a bar. Let me write that down. Like, let me write that down real quick. And my friend's like, oh, hold on, wait, say that again, because I need to write this down. That's a caption. Or, you know, they'll say stuff like that. And I'm like, okay. And sometimes I'll go back and read some of the things that I've written in my notes. And then I'm like, okay, well, let me expound upon that, because that is a quick thought, but I can go so deep with it. There's so much more that I can say about that. And then I'll just write a full story.
I'm definitely looking forward to that full story. And anytime, I mean, you have my contact information. We've worked together before. So when you have a daily dose of dope quotes, text me. I'm serious. I'm like, oh, I'm just chilling, because I love quotes. One of my favorites is, funny enough, I play a lot of video games. I'm a huge gamer, and I learn new words and different aspects from the stories that are told. And there's a game called BioShock, and this guy, he made this underwater city called Rapture. And his name was Andrew Ryan. And one big quote that he had in the game is, we all make choices, but in the end, our choices make us. And that stuck with me for years. I played the game as a kid, and I was like, oh, that's so dope. And everybody says video games are whack. Nah, you can learn a lot. And so I always put that in mind, you know, keep that in mind whenever I make a decision. It's like, if this is a bad decision, I'm going to have to wear this decision at some point.
Yeah.
So I have to make sure that I am good with what I'm doing and what God has in store for me, just like he has in store for you. And speaking of things that he may have in store for you, what is next for Jess Styles? What's next for us? What you got for us coming up?
I have quite a few things coming up.
Okay.
I do have a few things that I'm working on, right now. Because outside of that creating, I also do event planning and curation. So that's something that I've been focusing on. But in relation to Sign, Just a Creative Mind, and Daily Dose of Dope, there are a couple of things that are in the works, but they're not final yet. So I don't want to speak too prematurely, You said something a second ago that kind of hinted at something that's coming down the pipeline, but I just don't want to speak on it just yet once I finalize and it's actually in the works, then, I mean, it's in the works. It's in the preparation process. But once it's actually, you know, ready to be in the hands of those who support me, then I will let you know.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Like I said, there's no pressure in telling us. You know, if you got some stuff in the works you can't say right now, it's all good. We just praying that it works out to the fullest so that way we can experience it as in its wholeness.
Thank you. Yes.
No problem. No problem. Well, with everything that you've had going on, from starting with the commercials and with learning rejection early and understanding how to pivot to having those hardships in your life that definitely changed the trajectory on how you felt about yourself and your situation to moving forward in a positive way, to have a baby angel that constantly keeps you grounded and guided on your true purpose and God using him as a tool and as a gift for you to continue to build on your gift for the inspirations that you put into us all from Daily Dose of Dope, from just your Instagram post to your podcast. I definitely want to say I appreciate you for everything that you continue to do for us by allowing us in. And thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been a true treat speaking with you today.
It's been my pleasure. It really has been my pleasure. It's been my pleasure. I'm really overflowing with joy right now. And
I
feel like this is what I needed. In a very interesting way, I needed to be able to come here and share and just hear firsthand, you know, the thoughts of someone who has been on this journey with me. Like I knew you before I even really started Daily Dose of Dope and before I started Sign Just a Creative Mind. So it's like being able to be partakers of that and hear your thoughts about it. And really encourage me along this process because the things that you're saying are encouraging to me to keep going and confirmation that there's always someone watching and listening. I know that, but sometimes you need to be reminded that, you know, there's always somebody watching. There's always somebody listening to you and there's always somebody that you can impact. So this just really is confirmation and affirmation and encouraging and inspiration. So I thank you so much for having me on the show.
No problem at all. No problem. We're going to continue to look out for you and anything that you have in store for us. I know we're going to receive well. Oh man, what an episode, people. Y'all are ready to listen for a true treat. Y'all have listened to a great person, really inspired me tonight. And I really hope they inspired you as well. Listening to the episode, continue to join in on these conversations. How can you do it? How can I do that? How can I do that, bro? Easy. Go to Spotify, go to Apple Podcasts, type in Creative Conversations, and don't forget to hit that like button, hit that 5-star so that way we can rise in the algorithm so that way these conversations can be heard and inspired even more. Until next time, people, stay blessed and always stay creative. Peace.